It's only when suffering reaches a certain level, or one's spiritual awareness, because of the presence of the spiritual truth of others around, begins to dominate, that one begins to choose. So the way situations like that evolve is because the people themselves learn through the misery of that experience that they have to choose a different way. Without the horror and the suffering of certain kinds of human dilemmas, nobody turns to God, you might say. It's called hitting bottom. So when a society hits bottom, when the Middle East has had it, with enough agony, when enough busloads of children blow up on both sides, when enough young people are mowed down by machine guns, suddenly somebody gets a bright idea, maybe this isn't the way. Then society turns around. But it hasn't earned the karmic right to turn around until it does so. Until you actually turn to God and ask God for help. So you might say, not having earned it, they have not benefited by peace because they don't want peace. I told you over and over again, they do not want peace. We want peace for them. It's like us wanting to get somebody else sober. Well, we tell people go to Al-Anon. The first step in the 12-step program is to let go of wanting to control others. So we can't try to control people and change them because we have the bright idea of how we would like it to be for them. No, what we can do is pray for them and hold in mind a different way of looking at things. Wow. So if somebody's lying in bed at night and they're dismayed with where the world is going, the way their life is going, the way their country is going, and suddenly they get an inkling out of nowhere of how it could be, then there's the beginning of the light, which symbolizes the spread of the Spirit. So the spread of the Spirit, then, is the only hope in salvation. For spiritual evolution to occur, there has to be a willingness on our part. Let's say a willingness to see the innocence of others.
Dr. Hawkins clearly shifts a paradigm that many of us find ourselves in. We seek to control others in the world as a whole by trying to fix them. He speaks of societies hitting bottom, explaining that like an alcoholic, only the society itself can make changes. Explore this new truth. If all of your external efforts to transform the world prove to be in vain, then focusing your efforts specifically on your own life frees your energy to flow as the divine would have it. Next time you feel yourself trying to control or fix anyone or anything, take a moment and perhaps ask yourself what it is that you fear. Gaining clarity and then choosing different intentions are key steps in the surrender process.